Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
Hello, this is Matt Slick from the Matt Slick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, however, we got the man of the hour. We got the big man, Double J, Jason Justice, with us today on Q&A. Jason, welcome to the Q&A show.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And hey, let's do this. Let's just jump into this for our listeners who may not know who Double J, Jason Justice, is. Enlighten our listeners to where you live. Give just a quick backdrop on who you are.
Double J, Jason Justice, from Easley, South Carolina. I used to be a professional wrestler at one time.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You would have made a good tag team partner, by the way, just so you know.
I think it's the tongue. I like sticking my tongue out, so yeah, it works out pretty good.
And the barber.
Yes.
All right, keep going. So you used to be in the appear in the professional wrestling ranks, okay?
Yes, sir. Then ended up having children, and I got kind of strayed away from the business. You know, I went down a pretty dark hole in my life. Became a drug addict for a long time, and I found Jesus, or Jesus found me. He was never lost. But ended up coming to your man camp, and the man camp changed my life. And that's why I come back every opportunity to come back down there and serve every chance I get. So it's been awesome, man. I love it.
Yeah, you come back and serve on staff, and we'll talk about that. I mean, let's go to the wrestling career real quick. So how many years did you spend in the squared circle?
I started in 1997, and I was trained by Brody Ray Chase and Mickey Freya. Do you know Brody?
I do. He may have even felt the wrath of the Russian sickle once or twice.
I'm sure he has.
Just saying. But, it's a good chat. I think he was what they now call enhancement talent, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Fancy words.
We're jobber.
Back in the day. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
so
back in the day.
So 97, so you broke in 97, and then how many years in the career?
I finished up in about 2008, and I went down to Georgia at NWA Wildside. Cornelia, Georgia, Bill Behrens, Rick Michaels, and that crew. Had a few opportunities to, do some enhancement stuff with WWE and WCW. You know, to me, that was living a dream for me. I never desired to be a superstar.
Right.
I just wanted to be able to get in there and hang out with the people that I looked up to.
And I guess, you watched wrestling at a young age and thought, man, one day I want to do that.
Yeah, most definitely. I was so bad into wrestling that my parents used to say that I worshipped it. So they would not let me watch it on TV on Saturdays. That was my punishment.
Okay, that was your discipline. If you weren't a good boy, we take the wrestling away.
Without a doubt. Yeah, I mean,
you're like, no.
I admit it was way overboard. I mean, I had magazines and figures that watched every TV show, every pay per view, whatever came on.
See, we love you kind of guys, though. Greatest fans on the planet. That's who you guys are. The greatest fans on the planet. And when I say you're a big man, like, I'm not exaggerating that. You are how tall?
About
6'2", about 340. Okay, 6'2", and about 340 pounds. So, and solid. Like, you're solid. I'm just leave it at that.
I'm a Mack truck. Yeah.
You are. I'm like a little, what were they, a Zuzu pickup or something compared to you. That's
I'm definitely the big rig, yeah.
That's awesome. So, and let's just touch on this for a minute, because, I mean, you just shared just briefly, quickly, a pretty powerful story. The way you phrased it, you went down a pretty dark hole for a number of years. And I like what you said. Jesus was never lost. He found me, right? And so you surrendered your life to Jesus, and which was transforming even up of itself. And then you were introduced to Man Camp, which people are getting to know more and more about. You know, Lex Luger. I like how Lex says it. When you said that, it reminded me of when Lex said, Jesus saved me from myself, right?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And so you came to camp, you were impacted at Man Camp, and of course now you come back and serve on staff and volunteer your time, which is amazing that you would do that. What would you say to somebody listening out there, men or women, like, you know, obviously you might say something that a wife or a girlfriend or somebody out there goes, hey, you have my blessing. Go to that camp that Lex Luger and Nikita Koloff facilitate. What would be, like, maybe the first thing that comes to mind in terms of how it impacted you and helped you along in your journey with Jesus? Something pop in your head?
Well, it impacted me because I had my first, what I call, a real supernatural encounter with Jesus on this trip. Mm. And
At camp you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
And it was just the reason it was so impactful, because even though I had, you know, I guess run-ins with Jesus, it was never that supernatural thing where you know 110% absolutely true. That's not my brain. That's the Lord. And that was the game changer for me. Was he revealed himself to me to show me he was real, to show me it's not my brain trying to make up stories. And, you know, the Bible that everybody's been reading for so many years is true. And I'm going to put it out before you, in front of you. And man, I can't express enough to any men out there. If you're struggling in anything right now, if you're just walking through and you don't see no hope, if you're a born again Christian and you just want to dive deeper, I mean, come go to Man Camp, hook up with Lex and Nikita, get to Man Camp. It's guaranteed to change your life. I've said it so many times, it can't be explained, only experienced. And for the wives of any of these men, if you got a husband that you feel like slipping, send him on. He'll come back a different person. And man, you're married. I've seen marriages restored. I've seen good marriages even better, you know, testified to be better marriages. And I can't say enough good things about it. Not because I'm on the phone with him. I say it behind his back. I promote his man camp everywhere just because of the experience that I've had. You know, and even going back on staff, it's like double the blessing every single time. And every time I've went back, I've never left disappointed. Not once. The freedom that comes from these places.
Double J, double the blessing. So that's why you get double blessing, because you're double J, you know, just so
amen.
You know. And
amen.
Wow. Now, that's a powerful testimony you just shared there. And, you know, for the men and women listening out there, if you want to learn more, go to koloff.net and click the link to the man camp. We do one in the spring, one in the fall. Lex Luger and I co-facilitate. We have a great, as you're hearing, great staff that assembles and comes down to serve. And we would love, and we have scholarships. If finances is an issue for you, please let us know. We don't want money to be a reason why you can't, as Jason just said, dive deeper or get set free from something you're struggling with. And so you let us know. We're going to do everything we can on our end, that if you have a genuine desire to really just want to run after the heart of God to come to Man Camp, our next one will be October 16th to the 21st. But do go click the link, go click the website and learn more about it. And so appreciate that, Double J. And so all right, so and you got how many children and a new grandchild too, right?
I've got two daughters. One's 19, the other one's 21. My oldest just had my first grandbaby.
Congratulations.
And my grandbaby's 6 months old. Mm-hmm. I've got a 9-year-old son. So it's three kids, one grandbaby.
And by the way, your son, by the way, your son doesn't look anything like you at all. Gosh. It's like spit out of the same mold. A mini me. He's like a mini me. Like,
I'm telling you.
My goodness, he looks like identical to you. So that's amazing. So well,
the sad part is he's starting to act like me.
But the good part is you are grounded, and in fact, not only you're, I want to say this before we get ready to transition here to your questions for me. Not only are you grounded and now have a foundation where you can be a different dad to your children, including your son, and model something different from the dark days, but you also go out from time to time now. Speaking. In fact, I know you and a couple other wrestlers, Casey Cage and Chad Lale, a.k.a. Gunner, a.k.a. Jackson Riker, just had an amazing youth camp. We'll have to bring you back on and bring you guys on and talk about the results of that youth camp that you guys had. So you go out and share your story now, which is just amazing. So, but you're out in the marketplace too, right? You're a marketplace guy predominantly, yeah? Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir. I work for a company called Henry Schein. We do medical equipment. It's a logistics warehouse for it. And I love it. It's good.
Awesome.
Job.
Awesome. Easley, South Carolina, Double J, Big Jason Justice. Okay. Well, let's flip the table here. Let's give you the opportunity to ask me a couple, three questions. And if you're ready, fire away with your first question.
One of my first questions would be, what do you think is the most important characteristic of a Christian role model?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is the word humility.
Good.
Humility. Walking humbly before God, walking humbly before others. You know, what's probably the number one struggle for many people, especially men, I think, but many, many people, and that's that big P word, right? Pride. Of course, Scripture says, you know, pride goes before destruction, haughtiness before the fall. You know, I mean, so that's one of the biggest struggles in life, right, is walking humbly before others and humbly before God. And so I think that's a pretty good characteristic to embrace and then model for others.
That's pretty good. I like that myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one's going to be a little different for you.
Okay.
If you could use Jesus as a one-day cheat sheet, I know we've got the Bible, but, I mean, sit face to face with Jesus, and you ask him, what is the one thing that you could do better at? What do you think he would tell you?
Ooh, man. He might have a list for me, Double J. I mean, to sit, it's interesting, right? To sit, as you might say, toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose, face-to-face with the man himself. That's a good question. It really is a good question. What do I think he would say to me? What area of my life, you're saying, do I think he would?
If he said, Nikita, I think you're doing great work, you're doing wonderful stuff, but I think you could improve in this one area.
I guess I'm going to say, because I've been working on this and really challenging people. I think it's 1 Peter 4:7 that talks about being serious about your prayer life, right? And so I'm really trying to be intentional and focus on more prayer time with him, you know, more than just, you know, praying over my meal, right? Or having 5 minutes in the morning, you know, before I start my day. And so I'm really centering in my gaze, and perhaps you might say, hey, you know, you're making improvements. Let's stay on that path and continue, you know, building that communication with me, because that's what prayer is. I don't know if people realize, but you know what prayer is if they have a personal relationship with Jesus, prayer is just you commun. It's an open ended. I call it an open ended dialogue, not a monologue. Many people, I think, approach the throne room with a monologue. They're like, I need Jesus. I need. And there's nothing wrong with needing. You know, we're supposed to be needy. We're supposed to be needy out loud, in fact. But you know, the blind beggar would be a good example of that. All that said, you know, besides our needs, I'm learning to intercede more for others. So it's not just about what I need or what I want. It's I'm becoming more focused on other people's needs and or just interceding for them. I just literally saw a text this morning, a group text, and the guy said, I'm homeless, pray for me right now, because I forget even how he worded it, but it basically kind of put a suicidal kind of comment out there, right? And so you know what I immediately did then was just pause from what I was doing and started interceding and praying for him, right? And so it's kind of a long answer to your question, but I think maybe that's the area that he might say, hey, you're making improvements in all these other areas. Let's continue on that path, continue pressing and getting more and more and more serious about your prayer life. And because one thing's for sure, prayer works. Prayer works.
You said long answer, but I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, you convicted me right then when you said it. So I believe we could all stand to be a little more selfless in our prayer life.
Well,
and be still and listen.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a dialogue. That's what I mean by it's a dialogue. You know, I pray, and just for people to understand, if you go to a psalm and you read a psalm out loud, that's a form of prayer. Like you're like, I don't know what to pray. I can't. You know, I think one of my mentors, a guy by the name of Mike Bickle, he was like 20 years old or something. He made a commitment to pray to the Lord for like an hour a day. And so he goes into his prayer closet and he prays up all these prayers and he looks and he's been in there like 90 seconds. He's like, oh no, what do I do now for the next 57 minute and a half minutes, you know, or whatever that math is, 58 and a half, whatever. Anyway, his point was, he's like, the Lord had to really teach him, you know, hey, what's this communication look like with me? You know, so it's different forms. It can be offering up our prayers. It could be reading the Psalms and just meditating and speaking that out loud and praying that back to him. There's a lot of different types of prayer, and it doesn't have to be an hour. You know, I mean, it can be, but more than anything, it's just being conscious of your relationship with the Lord, and it can be a 20-second prayer driving down the road in your car. I mean, and make a point of communicating all day long. So there you go.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Good question. Good
question. All right. Well, the next one I'm going to make a little easier for you.
Okay. Thank you.
If there was a time machine where you could go back in time, get the in his prime Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff, bring him to the present day, who would be somebody you'd be interested in getting in the ring with?
Oh man! Well, I have to say this as far as present day, that's a little tougher to ask only because I don't watch a lot of the current product, what's currently put on TV. So I'm honestly not all too familiar with like who's even in the ring at this point. But when I've been interviewed on other podcasts and they say, you know, if you could have wrestled anybody or whatever, it's like they kind of open it up a little bit more, right? You know, who would it have been? There's a handful of guys I think really enjoyed being in the ring with, and I feel like could have had, I think, some decent matches. And so some of the guys that come to mind, Hulk Hogan, you know, which was, you know, the magazines pushed it, never happened, nor did I really ever consider it. But the fans and the magazines pushed it. Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, you know, Triple H, I think we would have had some good matches. And, that's a handful of the names that would have been Macho Man, Randy. Oh, yeah. Jump into a Slim Jim, brother. Dig it. Yeah. Right?
That's been great. Yes.
There's my macho imitation. Because some of the guys, hey, let me say this too real quick. Some of the guys may not know, but, you know, I had numerous matches against Steve Austin before he shaved his head, you know, and took on my likeness, you know, back when he had blonde hair. I'm kidding out there. Well, kind of. But, you know, when he was stunning Steve, right, with the blonde hair. Mean Mark Callis. Before he was the Undertaker. Cactus Jack, Diamond Dallas Page. So, and sometimes, Jason, I forget I was in the ring with some of these guys until the amazing fans out there posted on my social media, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was in the ring with, you know, Diamond Dallas. I was in the ring with Flying Brian Pillman, you know, on and on it goes, so.
Well, if you ask me, I could probably just about tell you because that was my childhood, bro.
Okay, hey, I know you get to ask the questions, but so I'm going to ask, who would you have liked to have seen me against?
That's a good one. You know, if I have to say, I'm going to say present day, I think just because of the work pace, I think you and Brock Lesnar could have had a good tough beat down.
I forgot about Brock. Yeah. Another Minnesota boy, by the way. Minnesota.
Yeah. I believe with his intensity and the Russian Nightmare's intensity and, you know, just the ability to tell stories, I think it would have been great.
Yeah, I got a feel. I don't know that either of us would have survived those matches.
Probably not.
As physical as he is, as physical as I was, we may have beat each other to death. I don't know, but that's a good one. That's a good one. Brock Lesnar. Yep. And of course, you know, Goldberg might have been a good standoff too, right?
If he could learn how to bump. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord.
We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out. No. All right. Hey, we got time for one more. If you've got one more, we have time for one more question. Moving on.
All right. Do you remember the exact time in your life when with everything that was going downhill and you just had no other choice? I've got to meet this Jesus guy.
So my story is, a lot of people know my story, some don't, but my story is a little bit different than, like your testimony is, you went down this super dark hole and the Lord rescued you out of the darkness and transformed you into the marvelous light, right? And so for me, it wasn't that I felt things were slipping away as much as I was like, all right, I'm successful. I climbed the wrestling mountain peak of the, world champion a number of times, all kinds of different belts and accolades, inspirational wrestler of the year, Jim Crockett Cup tag team tournament with Dusty and, $1 million check and the whole thing, wink, wink. But so all that said, though, so here's the deal. All that said, I was just on a path of, gosh, something's still missing. I mean, this satisfied for a moment, but at the end of the day, the cheers stop, the thrills are gone. You get up the next day and go, okay, what am I going to satisfy myself with today? And I just came to the realization on 17 October 1993, having been invited to a church service by this Christian couple that I met in business, my aha moment was realizing what's missing is a personal relationship with Jesus, that there's nothing out there that will give us a permanent satisfaction. There's a lot of temporary things. We can be satisfied by many, many temporary things, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex. I mean, you just go, you name it, just go, whatever the world has to offer. But at the end of the day, it still leaves you empty inside if you're truthful, if you're honest. And the only thing that fills that void and will satisfy is surrendering your life, surrendering your heart to Jesus. And I made that decision 17 October 1993, and life's just never been the same, Jason. That's not to say it hadn't been smooth sailing across a glass lake. I mean, it's been rough waters at times, but I'm grateful and thankful that He's right there with me, as I know you are. Watching us he's with us every step of the way. So,
amen.
Well, man, you have asked some great questions. Double J, Jason Justice, and now, do you have a website or anything for work? Like, if people want to go see some of you, like any of your old matches, or is there anywhere they could go search that?
You can go on YouTube and look up NWA Wildside.
Okay,
And there's
archives. Okay,
NWA Wildside.
Okay, NWA Wildside. Look for Jason Justice.
Scotty Wren, Scottie Wrenn.
Okay, and they'll get to see the big man himself in action.
Yes, sir. See me at work. They'll see my thing and Nikita Koloff impersonation.
I love it. All right, my brother. Well, listen, thanks for joining me on the Q&A today, and appreciate you. Love you, my friend, and look forward to camp in October. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, bud.
All right, and thanks for dialing in, tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, koloff.net. You'd like to be on the show.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network. Hola, I'm Darylin Castillo, and this is the Morenita Podcast. I kept searching for a podcast that was about my community, about working and living as a Latino. So I went ahead and made it.
I think that con violencia, with attitude, y tanto disparate, we're not going to get anywhere. I think it's just having that conversation.
Most of the time, it's us starting that conversation, us leaving that door open so we can invite people in that conversation.
Listen to Morenita on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.